We're joined now by former Knoxville softball standout Matty Finley, currently going to Indian Hills Community College. And, you know, thanks for wearing the T-shirt, Matty. And, but, Matty, good to see you. You know, to talk about the first year. I know a little, you know, off and on with COVID, but, you know, how was the first experience on the next level for you?
It was a lot of fun. I had a lot of new experiences. I met a lot of new people, played in a lot of new places. So I'm excited to go back for round two.
And it was a pretty good season, too. Just missed nationals this year. But, you know, I guess, you know, just talk about the season, you know, how it went for the team as far as, you know, wins, losses, and how things went there.
So we ended up at 43-13, which is really good. But we struggled sometimes with playing doubleheaders. We kind of sat out the first game and then played really well the second game. So I'd like to see us play all out throughout the two games, so.
And you mentioned, you know, pitching staff probably was maybe, wouldn't say a weak point, but, you know, something that needs to be worked on. You said there's some reinforcements coming in from the recruiting class.
Yeah, so we had four pitchers this last year, and injuries kind of got to us a little bit with a girl getting her hand hurt for half the season and just with COVID and everything. And so we got about six or seven pitchers coming back this next year.
You mentioned COVID now twice, and, you know, it was kind of a bumpy ride at times for Indian Hills. Talk about, I guess, what was that like, kind of navigating through that? Because I guess you kind of knew what to expect, because your senior year for Knoxville was you had to abide by a lot of mitigations, and same thing in the spring as well, I guess.
Yeah, so COVID kind of shut us down in the last little part of the season. I had to be sent home twice because of COVID exposure, but it didn't really put us back much. And so at the end of the season, the team was shut down for 2 weeks just because most of the team was exposed at that point. And right before regionals, we got back, got into practice, and came back to win first and second round of regionals.
How worried was everybody when you had to shut down and come back? Okay, you know, how rusty? Because obviously, you know, the team couldn't do anything for that 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was really stressful on all of us. We weren't sure if we were going to be able to come back or if we were going to come back in 2 weeks, but thankfully we came back in 2 weeks.
What are you looking forward to most this spring? Obviously, you know, hopefully we're all as normal as we can be. And, you know, not only that, but just, you know, this next season, what's up for the Indian Hills team?
I'm excited to get back out there because I know this year with as many girls as we're bringing back and the talent that we have, I think we can make it to nationals. And I'm just excited for all the memories that we're going to make. And it's just going to be so much fun.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, we mentioned that, the new recruiting class coming in, you know, what's that going to be like now? You're the senior member of the team now and, you know, kind of leading this new class in to, you know, kind of get used to the college game.
Yeah, I'm excited to be the upperclassman, I guess you would say. And I'm excited to teach them the ways of Indian Hills because there's a certain way that we like to do it down there.
I guess what is that way? We hear about a lot of other teams, you know, New England Patriots, a Patriot way. You know, what's the Indian Hills way of doing things down there?
Yeah, my coach stressed the Indian Hills way so much. And the Indian Hills way is just being there for your teammates, going hard every single pitch, and just being positive and playing hard.
And on your T-shirt, you have a word that everybody subscribed to, Mudita, I believe is how you pronounce that. Explain that and, you know, how that came up.
So my coach really got this word from another coach, and it's just been the motto for our team this last year. And it means being happy for your teammates and just having a positive attitude even when you're not playing.
And, you know, as far as, you know, watching the Panthers this summer, you got a chance to, you know, catch a few games this year. What do you think? You know, young team that's, you know, got a bright future.
Yeah, I'm excited for them. Since they didn't have any seniors this year, hopefully they're just as good, if not better, next year. And hopefully I'll be on the coaching staff next year, so.
Coach Finley, here we come. And obviously, you know, your school workout, you know, don't have a major yet, but just trying to figure out the things in that area as well.
Yep, trying to figure out what my major is going to be. Hopefully I'll figure that out before I figure out where I'm going to next.
Matty, good to see you again. Best of luck this fall as it's coming up in your fall season and this spring as well.
Yes, thank you. We go to a lot of new places this fall, one being the University of Iowa. So I'm excited for that. And then we travel to UNI as well.